Now let's visit a coastal community battered by storms and rising waters and thawing permafrost. It's the village of Nutok in western Alaska. Several hundred residents have been trying to relocate for decades. Now some people finally are moving, as Greg Kim of member station KYUK reports.
It's moving day in Nutok, where eroding land has already claimed several homes, and the river is banging on more doors. Nutok is sending some of its residents across the Ninglick River this year to its replacement village, Maktavik.
It felt like it was never going to happen.
Lisa Charles said her grandparents told her about the plans to move when she was 16. That was in 1994. And after a while, she pretty much forgot about it.
To me, it started to become reality when the places where we used to go berry picking started to fall into the river.
Part of the reason it's taken so long is because the federal government has no comprehensive policy to relocate communities that bear the brunt of climate change. And the cost to move Nutok has been estimated at over $100 million. Over decades, only part of that has come through in bits and pieces from various federal agencies. In the meantime, the village of Nutok, sorely in need of funding itself, has been neglected. Nutok Tribal Administrator Andrew John explains that's because the plan is for it to be abandoned.
The funding agencies did not want to invest into a dying infrastructure.
Many homes in Nutok are single room, four walls packed with multiple generations. There's no running water, and people use 5-gallon buckets as toilets, called honey buckets. So far, they've only raised enough money to move a third of the homes, the ones most at risk of falling into the river or being flooded. That means families will be separated indefinitely. As her dad packs for Maktavik, 15-year-old Joanne David is staying in Nutok with her aunt. She says she doesn't want to go to the temporary school in Maktavik because it doesn't have school sports.
Like another little step of growing up and learning by ourselves.
When it gets dark in Nutok, people walk to the south side of the village to look across the river. Homes in Maktavik light up like stars. For those who get to move this year, it's only a 25-minute boat ride away. The difference is striking. Relocation coordinator Romy Cadiente shows off the brand new homes.
This is it, guys.
1,400 square feet, four bedrooms complete with kitchen, refrigerator, thermostat control. By next year, they'll be running water and flushing toilets. Sitting on the bare floor with her three grandchildren, Albertina Charles says she's happy. But she wishes it didn't have to come to this.
If only there was no erosion, no flood, we'd still be over there. But we'll get used to it.
Outside her new house, Albertina has her own patch of tundra on the hillside. Her feet rest on solid ground, unfamiliar but safe. She bends down, picks a leaf, puts it to her nose, and inhales. For NPR News, I'm Greg Kim in Maktavik, Alaska.